The new batch of Clinton emails.
My emails are so boring. I'm embarrassed about that.
President to visit Louisiana flood zone.
It just breaks my heart. You don't know what you're going to do.
New action in Rio.
A ban on all Russian Paralympians.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Hillary Clinton's trying to brush off the significance of 15,000 undisclosed emails and messages from when she was Secretary of State and using a private server. But they promised to be an issue as the presidential campaign heads to the fall finish line. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
On a late-night comedy couch appearing on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, Clinton shrugged off the forthcoming release of emails she deleted that the FBI has now recovered.
We've already released, 30,000 plus, so what's a few more?
In Ohio yesterday, Donald Trump called for a special prosecutor to investigate what some newly released emails have revealed, an apparent coziness between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation.
The favor's done, and the significant number of times it was done require an expedited investigation by a special prosecutor immediately.
Clinton's campaign insists there was no wrongdoing. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
It seems we won't hear details on Trump's immigration plan as promised this week. He's talking instead to Fox News amid new questions about whether he's softening his position on mass deportations. CBS's Major Garrett is covering the Republican nominee.
We're going to build a wall, folks. We're going to build a wall.
Donald Trump clung to that applause line like a rhetorical life raft in Akron, Ohio, amid muddy explanations of his once unambiguous pledge to deport all undocumented U.S. residents.
We're going to obey the existing laws.
Trump now talks of deporting only hardened criminals and felons.
We're going to get rid of all of the bad ones. As far as everybody else, we're going to go through the process.
Trump would not explain what that process was or how it would work, but he no longer insists it includes raids, arrests, and lengthy deportation proceedings.
You don't have to put them in a detention center.
Our advisors said this week would be devoted to immigration and border security, with speeches planned in Nevada and Colorado. Those have now been scrapped. The campaign says it wants to focus more attention on Clinton's email woes.
Well, Louisiana flood nightmare has become a political issue. More than 100,000 people have filed for federal help. Agriculture damage alone tops $110 million, and so many homeowners have to start all over.
All of our treasures, our memories on the side of the road. We don't know what we're going to do.
WWL Radio's Dave Cohen.
President Obama's coming to Baton Rouge after Donald Trump visited 4 days earlier.
Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there.
Many flood victims shared that sentiment as the president vacationed, and some credit Trump for forcing Mr. Obama's hand. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest denies that.
Did the White House schedule the trip in response to Donald Trump's visit?
Of course not.
University of Louisiana political analyst Pearson Cross says sooner would have been better, but the president can still help.
Add some wanted and necessary attention to this real disaster.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Now to Washington State, where more than a dozen homes have been destroyed in the Spokane area by a big wildfire that's still growing.
There are so many memories here. Now it's just all burnt down.
Hundreds of people have been forced to leave.
I was trying to pack up some stuff, and my husband came in and said the fire department's here, and we have to leave right now.
Along the California coast between L.A. and San Francisco, 2,400 people are under evacuation orders as a wildfire that's destroyed 34 homes picked up new energy. The FBI has joined local police in investigating whether the stabbing of two people over the weekend in Roanoke, Virginia, was an ISIS-inspired attack. The victims were seriously injured when they entered an apartment building. The suspect in custody is said to have shouted, "God is great," in Arabic. Three members of Congress have written separate letters to the maker of EpiPen auto injectors, questioning what customers say have been dramatic price hikes. The increase, roughly 400% over the past decade, has been pegged to decreased competition. This Iowa mother got the bad news from her pharmacist.
They said that it would be over $500 per kid. So we have four children that each require an EpiPen.
The device is used most often to inject drugs to stave off severe allergic reactions. EpiPen maker Mylan says it offers programs to help make the product more affordable. On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Barry Bagnato says there's been a step forward that could pave the way for ingestible medical devices.
Batteries you can eat. A great idea for powering tiny devices that could help diagnose illnesses or deliver treatments exactly where they're needed inside the body. At the American Chemical Society meeting in Philadelphia, Carnegie Mellon scientists report they've developed an experimental battery made of materials that dissolve after being ingested and natural pigments found in the skin, hair, and eyes. The batteries don't have much power, but they don't need to for simple applications.
Many of the venues used by the Olympians in Rio the past couple of weeks will be humming again next month when Paralympic athletes compete in their games, but one country will not be represented.
Unlike the just-completed Olympics, where some Russian athletes were allowed to compete, when the Paralympics open here in 2 weeks, Russian athletes will be completely banned. It all has to do with the same issue, state-sponsored doping, in which Russian officials were exposed manipulating drug tests. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has upheld the Paralympic ban, calling it proportionate in the circumstances. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Rio.
Stanford University's banning hard liquor at undergrad parties on campus. The move comes in the wake of former swimmer Brock Turner's conviction in a sexual assault case and the uproar over a 6-month sentence. Beer and wine will be allowed at those events. End of the line today for the free version of Hulu, one of the pioneers of online TV streaming.
We've got all of Seinfeld, Empire.
The company now concentrating on an ad-free subscription service. CBS News and CNET tech analyst Larry Maggott.
I think this is the next step in the evolution of television away from broadcast and cable and satellite and towards internet distribution.
One of Hollywood's most outspoken forces for gender pay equity is still the industry's highest paid actress. According to Forbes magazine, Jennifer Lawrence earned a reported $46 million in the year ending the 1st of June. There's a new report on customer satisfaction behind the wheel. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert has more.
For many customers, a fully loaded mass market car gives them everything they'd want in a luxury vehicle. Study author David Van Amberg says the definition of luxury is changing.
What's really bringing mass market brands along is the emphasis on technology. A lot of the mass market vehicles now are really competing with the luxury vehicles in terms of having all those bells and whistles.
Lincoln is now the top brand in the American Customer Satisfaction Index, Volkswagen seeing a dip in its scores. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Police outside Allentown, Pennsylvania say a 25-year-old man tried to take advantage of money-saving coupons by stealing $1,000 worth of newspapers. Police say the scam involved reselling coupon inserts to someone else. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.